The strange art of sneaking up on yourself. First, let me tell you what it isn't. It is not doing the same thing while hoping for different results. It is not showing up thrice a week and lifting this or that 50 plus times total. It is not mostly having spent your time sitting around, whether really resting or not. To sneak up on your body, you have to become smarter than 4 billion years of evolution. You need to strategize, emphasize, adapt, and focus on comparing your efforts to the results that you are getting. Most people are actually stuck on the first plateau. They force themselves to lift too heavy, which means that they cannot lift long enough, and their body does not care about their now feeble effort. It has no reason to adapt, because the first plateau where it grew some muscles seems to be working out, taking care of all the new needs. That is why we must think of fitness, endurance, and bodybuilding as an art of sneaking up, of going around your body's 4 billion year old wisdom, and then blaming it for something that is your deliberate effort. Bodybuilding, fitness, endurance, and above all, longevity. Let me stress that one more time. Your body will ignore sets and reps because it has already done a half-assed job adapting to them, completely covering them. You are not challenging it enough, and it can completely handle your workout. And you can't handle heavier weights. You can't handle lifting for longer. Thus, you are forced to present your body with the same workout every day. Oh, it is grateful for the flexing and stretching, but it has no reason to adapt any more than it already has. Because you can't lift any heavier. And let me clarify, yes, you grew some muscles, but only because you went from couch to lifting. Now you can't lift any harder because you are lifting too heavy. Now you can't create as great of a challenge for your body as you initially did. The way to do it right requires that you trade lifting heavy a few times for lifting light a lot. And don't you dare to reach for 15-pound dumbbells. You can't lift those fast enough for long enough yet. Now grab onto your butt, because this will rock your view of bodybuilding and fitness. Use both hands. Start with 3 or 5 pounds per hand and lift it for as long as you can to the steady beat of your slow songs. Move to the beats of your songs, as that will put you into a dance trance. Bodybuilding is an endurance sport. Learn from the hikers. Eat trail mix. Soak it overnight if it's too hard for you. Switch from lifting above your head to bicep curls, to lifting in front and palms down, and go back to lifting above your head, letting all the different muscle groups rest. If you are forced to stop, pretend that you are a jogger and focus on eliminating your rest gaps. And the rest gaps are best eliminated mathematically. You may need a free interval timer app. Use a stopwatch and measure how long you can work with standing dumbbell exercises and how long you need to rest now to do it again. Punch those two intervals into the cycling interval timer and set your rounds to 5, 10, or 20, as many as you can handle 5 days a week. And then start trimming down your rest periods by 5 seconds, by 10 seconds, by 30 seconds, whatever you can handle. Once you can lift the lightest weights non-stop for an hour, begin walking back and forth like some kind of a crazed grizzly that you really are deep down now. And find faster songs, and add more rounds, and add an hour to your workout, and start showing up 5, 6, or 7 days a week, and add jogging, bicycling, walking, fighting, wrestling bears, and oiled up strong fat ladies. Add power walking with dumbbells to your weekly routine. And while you yourself invent more ways to slowly but surely increase the intensity of your workouts, now that you no longer need to worry about hitting a plateau because of how much runway you have granted yourself by moving back to the light dumbbells, you must learn to test your light weights so that you can check if you may be able to lift 2 or 3 pounds more. If you can lift heavier, you must lift heavier. But if your new heavy is making you stop, oh no, then you went too far. You are nowhere near ready. You may need to mix your weights, the light and the heavier, or just lift faster with the set that you do have. Lastly, I asked artificial intelligence to write a tiny litany for you. Here it is. I begin with the light where my strength unfolds, a brilliance not so faint that I shy from my limits, nor so overwhelming that I falter in weakness. I am a beautiful machine, a child of the cosmos, born of stardust, forever striving, ever reaching on this sacred path to greatness. I seek the wisdom of self-control, the power of strength. In this relentless motion, I find my rhythm, a symphony of effort, a dance of fire where grit and spirit intertwine. I rise unstoppable. This is my awakening.